This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The ongoing tariff war right now with Canada. Just talk to me, first of all, what are your thoughts on all of this, and how is it going to be impacting us directly if this continues?
Yeah, it's concerning, obviously, as a border city. You'd like to see this come to an end, but it's certainly concerning. You know, we attract a lot of people in Buffalo from Ontario and a little bit further than that on a regular basis that contribute to our local economy. And, you know, I don't think that this tariff war is going to help that at all. You know, I think there's some bad blood building up, some animosity building up. So I'd love to just see an end to come to it.
Now, we're seeing a lot of confusion right now about where our electricity comes from locally here. And I know a lot of us is depending on Canada's energy. So maybe talk about how much of a dependency Buffalo has directly on Canada's energy.
Well, I think you see a lot of confusion in general, not just related to that, right? You see the federal government, you know, throwing things out one day, pulling it back the next day. So it's not just confusion about that, it's confusion in general. So that's what we've got to try and eliminate. And I think working with our different levels of government, in particular our federal representatives and Congressman Kennedy and Senators Gillibrand and Schumer, hopefully we can put an end to some of it.
Is there a concern that Buffalo is going to get dragged through the dirt because of all of this?
Well, there's not a concern of necessarily being dragged through the dirt, but, you know, it's certainly concerning. Any of this activity that takes place at the federal government, you're worried about how it trickles down to a municipality. We're the lowest rung on the ladder, so whether it's a stoppage of federal funding for certain things and it doesn't trickle down to the city, that impacts our bottom line, or a tariff war like this, where maybe you get fewer people coming in from Canada, or goods or services coming in from Canada, that hurts us. It's obviously a great concern, so hopefully it come to an end.
Is there a major point of concern, or is this an accumulation of concerns that's really important?
Yeah, I think it's a constant flow of concerns. You know, I think you see something every day that's a little different coming out of the federal government. So it's like I said, it's not just one thing. It's a constant flow of concerns.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.